It's possible to be blessed and not yet have run into your blessing.
Dr. Tony Evans says it takes time and experience to develop the kind of values the Lord can use.
God won't share his blessing until your character is ready to receive it.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Today, Dr. Evans will explain how God can take a man, even one who's made mistakes, and turn him into the leader he was meant to be. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32 as we join him.
We are living in a day of great challenge with regard to this generation. We're living in a generation today that has, instead of taking the culture to a better place, it is quickly taking it to a lesser place. A generation of rebellion, a generation of imprisonment, a generation with little identity, a generation that lives for the moment. If you will allow me to use the biblical phrase, a cursed generation. The last two verses of the Old Testament in Malachi says that when fathers are nowhere to be found, the land is cursed. There's a direct correlation in the Bible to the cursing of the culture and the absenteeism of the father. In fact, God said that he would not return to bless the land until the fathers were restored to the children. There was this direct relationship to fatherhood and cultural and community well-being. God did an amazing thing for men. It is staggering. And that is because when God created Adam, he gave him the authority to name things. It says he brought all the animals before Adam to see what he would name them. And whatever Adam named them, that's what they became. In other words, God gave men the right and authority to pronounce blessing on that which came under his authority by naming it. And then to watch whatever he called it become the thing he named it to be. When a man fully realizes what was given to him by God, you really can tell that kind of man, because he's naming everything he can get his hands on. Because he wants to pronounce a blessing. In fact, Adam went from naming animals to naming people. He named Eve. His name was Ish, the Hebrew word for man. He named her Isha, womb man. So what God did when he orchestrated the culture was to orchestrate placing men in a unique position of, here it is, the transfer of divine authority and the transfer of divine favor. And the word that the Bible uses to refer to that transfer is called the blessing. When that transfer does not take place, divine favor and divine authority being transferred from the man to his family and his culture. The Bible has another word for that. It's called the curse. Curse in the Bible refers to the pain of not experiencing your divinely ordained reason for being. But the way God set this up, it doesn't just happen. It happens by transfer. It happened with Adam, and it was to be passed down through the generations. Of course, what the devil wants to do is he wants to short circuit the blessing by getting men to not pass it on and substitute it with the curse. That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. So there was the loss of God's favor. And so now, instead of the culture being a place of blessing, it became, through his children, a place of murder. This thing about blessing and cursing is no small thing. And then the great weight on our shoulders is that we are the primary ones to transfer it. Let me explain something. You and I aren't blessed just because you have a new car. You aren't blessed because you got a new house or a new wardrobe. Those are nice things. But when the Bible talks about blessing, it's talking about something a lot deeper than that. It's talking about the transference of divine favor. What you and I are witnessing today is not a lost generation. What we're witnessing today is the product of a lost generation. What we're witnessing is the transference of a curse rather than the transference of the blessing. Today I want to talk to you, primarily men, but it will apply to all of us in various ways, about one such man who wanted to turn a curse into a blessing. In the Old Testament, when the Bible talks about passing on the blessing, this naming and determining the future, it would talk about God's covenant with his people, and God would say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those three would always be patched together because that covered grandfather, father, grandson. I want to talk to you about Jacob. The name Jacob means trickster. He was a trickster. He was a shyster. He was a duper. He was the one who would manipulate things in order to make them work out like he wanted to. He was the one who used the human methodology to serve his own ends. But there was one thing Jacob wanted more than anything else, and that was the blessing. Because he knew what the blessing was. The problem, however, was that the older son got the biggest part of the blessing. The Bible says the older son got a double portion. Jacob wanted that blessing. So he connived and schemed to trick his father Isaac into blessing him while making Isaac think he was actually blessing Esau. Now, we don't have time to read the full story. You can go back and read it yourself in Genesis 27. But just to quickly summarize it, here's what happened. While Isaac was old and couldn't see, he got dressed up like Esau, talked like Esau, acted like Esau, and walked in and said, Father, it's time to bless me. He said, which son are you? He said, I'm Esau, your oldest. So Isaac blessed Jacob thinking he was Esau. Esau sold to Jacob his birthright for some Quaker oat cereal, some porridge. Okay? He said, look, you hungry? I can cook. Will you trade me for your porridge, your birthright? When he traded the birthright, Jacob went in and got the blessing. The blessing said that as the dew falls down from heaven, Genesis 20 says, so shall the goodness of God fall on you. He says, and I will bless you. Remember, I said blessing always involves authority. He says, so that others will come under your authority and you will lead. Not only that, but those who bless you, I will bless. And those who curse you, I will curse, for I will be your God. In other words, I am going to take care of your future. You want to know what a blessing is? It is when God goes ahead of you to take care of that stuff so that when you arrive, it's ready. That's a blessing. When God goes in front of you, in spite of what you've got to go through, and God hooks it up. Now, the problem is Jacob has a blessing that his character is not ready for. God won't share his blessing until your character is ready to receive it. But it's possible to be blessed and not yet have run into your blessing. Now, if you read the first part of chapter 32, Jacob is running for his life from Esau, who he stole the blessing from, because Esau said, I'ma kill you. I'ma hunt you down like a dog, and I'm gonna kill you. Jacob is running for his life. While running for his life at night, a man shows up and grabs him and will not let him go. Let me explain something. When God is trying to address our character, he will put us in situations that bring fear, frustration, defeat, loneliness. It says, while Jacob was alone. But wait a minute, I thought you said, Pastor, Jacob was blessed. That's what 12 to 27 says. That's what chapter 28 says. It says, Jacob was blessed, but he's a blessed man on the run because he's a jacked up blessed man. before God can unleash the blessing and reverse the curse, he's got to deal with the man. Because Jacob has defined manhood the wrong way. He thinks to be a man is to get over. He thinks to be a man is to be able to fool people. He thinks to be a man is to walk a certain way and talk a certain way and have a certain image. He all messed up about what it means to be a man. So he puts this man into a situation he can't fix. And that's that his brother has got a whole army and we're going to kill you. While by himself, a stranger shows up and grabs him and wrestles with him. Now, he already scared. And he's fighting, and he's fighting at night. It says, until daybreak. So this battle is happening in the dark. While fighting, when the man he was fighting against saw Jacob wasn't going to give up, Jacob wasn't going to quit, Jacob wasn't going to throw in the towel, he touched his hip. And the Bible says, watch this, it got dislocated. It was disconnected. It was out of joint. That's a painful situation. Okay? You're already fighting, so you're tired. Now you're fighting and you've been dislocated. What is all this about? It is about the thing that every man has to go through who really wants a blessing. And that is brokenness. What is brokenness? Brokenness is where God strips you of your self-sufficiency. Brokenness is when you can't make it happen on your own. Brokenness is when all your manhood ain't enough. Brokenness is when God shows you you and shows you your sin. He shows you your character. He shows you your failure, and he shows you are not enough for you. See, one of the problems where men don't get to get into their blessing is because most men don't think they need God. He is wrestling in a desperate situation. He is in pain. He is in anguish because God has put him in a situation he cannot fix. Sometimes God, men have to dislocate things so we see we ain't all that. And God often has to create pain to reduce us in order to bless us. The man who wrestles with him says in verse 26, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. In other words, the sun's coming up. But he said, watch this now, I won't let you go till you bless me. Now watch this now. Verse 27. So he said to him, what is your name? Remember, I told you there's a connection between naming and blessing. He says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He says, okay, what is your name? Now, this is a weird conversation to be having in a fight. Names have to do with your identity. Names have to do with your character. That's why when God wanted to do something different with a person, he changed their name. Because he wanted their name to fit their character, or their character to fit their name. What's your name? Okay. In other words, Jacob, who are you? I'm Jacob. I'm a trickster. I'm a shucker and a jiver. I'm a get over person. You want a blessing? Watch this now. You got to change your name. He says in verse 28, your name shall no longer be trickster. You don't operate that way anymore. That's not who you are. I'm going to change your name. Your name shall be Israel. Israel is the one who struggled with God. You will now no longer be identified by your old way of operating. We're not operating like that anymore. We're not defining manhood like that anymore. We're not relating to people like you related anymore, because that's not who you are anymore. You are now to be identified with your struggle with me. That is to be your new point of reference. You shall be Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. So I want to ask every man in the building today, what's your name? What's your name? In other words, does your name reflect the fact that you have wrestled with God and changed your way of operating?
When Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll tell us more about how we can stop delaying our blessings and start becoming the people God wants us to be. In the meantime, be one of the first to get a hold of Tony's latest book, Your Comeback. We all have times in life when we feel beaten down and defeated, but this book will show you why your story is far from over and how you can come out the other side of whatever you're going through stronger than ever. And right now, when you make any contribution toward Tony's ministry, we'll send you a copy of Your Comeback as our thank you gift. Along with it, we'll send you the full-length versions of all 8 messages in Tony's current teaching series, It's Not Too Late. This special double offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will pick up where he left off in today's lesson right after this.
Come on, get ready for the ride of your life.
Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere through the growing list of online courses waiting for you now in the Tony Evans Training Center.
Discover all the new horizons, just waiting to be explored. This is what we were created for, yeah.
Dig deep into the Word on your own schedule and at your own pace as you explore key concepts of the faith. You'll get exclusive insights from Dr. Evans, study aids and resources, fascinating background information, and real-world answers to your questions through our online forum. Start learning today with our new course on the Book of James, the Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery anywhere, anytime.
See, the problem with our generation is that they've been given the wrong names. They've been given the wrong names, and so you have a generation of people who are relating to the wrong names. You got hip-hop artists out there calling girls hoes, okay? And the girls out there dancing to it. Yeah, they dance to it because they have adopted unknowingly a name. And the culture has made the guys feel okay calling them that because they have adopted an identity that has now created a curse in the culture. But that's because they're not around folk giving them their right name. And you see, the problem is, it's hard to name somebody else if you don't know your own name. And we have a generation of men who don't know who they are, so they don't know how to tell anybody else who they're supposed to be. Say, no, that ain't your name. Your name is Israel because you'll wrestle with God. That's your new starting place. That is your new reference point. That is your new authority. Until he wrestled with God, he could not receive the blessing that had been promised. God has given you as a man the authority to determine how things will work out. Now, you want to be a man and you want to have power and you want to have authority? Now, that's the real deal. Jacob saw God that day. You know what's a wonderful thing to know as a man? That the one you thought was against you was actually God for you. The circumstance you thought, the situation that was trying to pin you to the mat, that you thought was working against you, was actually God working for you. So in getting rid of that problem, all you did was delay the blessing. Because God was going to use that to bless you. And so, God, show me if it's you, because if it's you, I'm not going to let you go until you leave your purposes with me for the future. In verse 29, it says, then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. And he said, why are you asking me my name? And he blessed him there. In other words, if you know who I am, you just said who I am. He just said who I am. I just told you your name is Israel. You just asked me for my name. What did I tell you when I told you your name? Your name is Israel. What does Israel mean? One who just strove with God. You asking me my name? Guess what? To know my name, watch this now. This is the, don't miss this. To know my name, all you got to do is say your name. To know my name, all you got to do is say your name. Because your name means the one who strove with God. So just keep telling you who you are, and you know who I am. Because I just shared my name with you. And now you got a new name. and he blessed him there. In other words, he was bringing forth the blessing that he had promised. Men, you can't keep your name and have God and his blessing. You can't keep your way of operating, your way of doing things, your way of defining maleness, your way of defining the role of a husband, your way of defining a role of a father, your way of handling stuff. You can't keep your name and then get on your knees and ask for his blessing. His blessing comes with his name. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Oh, this is sweet. I just saw God thinking I was looking at a man. We were told he was wrestling with a man. But actually, he was looking at God. Because God was working through, we call it in theology a theophany, God was working through a visible manifestation of a man to actually just put himself on display. Since God is invisible, he works through visible things in order to display the invisible God in a visible way. He said, I have just seen God, watch this now, and my life is still preserved. In other words, I'm still here. The text says that the man touched the socket of his hip and disconnected. Now let me explain something. If God wanted to get rid of homeboy, he didn't have to touch his hip. He just could have done this and disconnected a valve. And homeboy wouldn't have been around. You see, if God wants to get rid of you, it don't take that long. It ain't that long. He ain't got to wrestle all night if he want to get rid of you. If you want to get rid of you, it ain't going to take 12 hours of war. Ain't going to do all that. All he just speak the word and it's over. He said, I've been fighting with God and I'm still here. When the sun rises after sweating and fighting all night long, here's Jacob. He's limping because he's dislocated. So he's hurting to walk. If God's going to touch you, he's going to create something in your life that makes you limp. He's going to put something in your life to remind you. Every time you move, you can't make it on your own. See, Jacob couldn't take one step without remembering me and God was fighting. My hip hurting because me and God was at war. I'm hurting because me and God. So you would see Jacob walking and say, oh, man. Something happened to his man. Oh, Jacob said, let me tell you, I've been blessed. Yeah, I'm limping, but I've been blessed. Every time I walk and every time I limp, it's because I've been blessed. Because I'm only limping because I ran into God. God ran into me. He blessed me. And I got a limp to remind me I've been blessed. But the limp is also to remind me you better not try to do this on your own because you do have another hip. I can come around this side. So you better remember you've been blessed. So here's the choice, man. Do you want to be a blessed man with a limp or a cursed man who can just keep walking? So you can keep doing all this stuff and walking and have no limp and have no blessing. Or you can limp but be blessed. Because you have been with God and you will not let God go until he does something. If you hang in there with God so that he can address your character, you will discover your problem was him all the time. And you say, but wait a minute, Pastor, you don't understand my background. You don't understand my mess. You don't understand my addictions. You don't understand my daddy. You don't understand all the stuff that's messed me up. That's why you got to end with Jacob's old age. He starts out as a trickster. He ends up in the hall of faith. When you come before God with your sin, your circumstances, and he can reduce your character and dislocate your convenience, he's ready to bless you in a biblical way. I was flying back from Raleigh, North Carolina. As we approached Dallas, the pilot came over the loudspeaker and said, there are storms over the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, and the airport has shut down. We have been rerouted to Abilene, Texas, because There's too much happening over the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, and we can't get in. We can't get there from here because there's too much turbulence in the air. So we got to be rerouted to another location. We wind up in Abilene, Texas, on the tarmac. While in Abilene, Texas, on the tarmac, there was a passenger who said, I was supposed to make a connection in Dallas for a flight to Abilene, but I'm in Abilene. So I want to know, will you let me off here? I know this wasn't the way I was supposed to get here, but since I am here, I want to know, will you let me off here? I looked out the window, and here's this passenger with their two babies getting off of the back of the plane, walking to the terminal because they were home. Now, it wasn't the way they had planned to get home. It wasn't the way they had prescribed to get home. But due to a diversion, because there was so much mess in the air, something got turned away that took them up. God is so good. He can hit the turbulence in your life, veer off, and still take you home and make it look like that was the plan all the time. God is able to take it, turn it, twist it, and use it, and still get you home in your old age. I want you to know it's not too late. I want you to know that God can take a mess and make a miracle. He can hit a bullseye with a crooked stick. Right now, where you are, change your name.
A lot of people think they don't qualify to experience that blessing for themselves. If you're one of them, here's Dr. Evans with an important word of encouragement for you.
Do you feel like you're too sinful, too flawed, too rebellious, that you fail too much for God to ever forgive you? Guess what? You are a perfect candidate for salvation. Jesus said that he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance and salvation. So if you go to Jesus Christ now, carry the boatload of sins with you to the cross. Acknowledge him to be your Savior. Acknowledge your sins needing to be forgiven. And trust him to do the forgiving that you desperately desire. He promises he will forgive you, give you eternal life, and offer you the free gift of salvation. I don't care how big your basket of sins are, carry them to Jesus. He's ready to empty them for you.
There's a lot more about how that process works on our website. Just visit TonyEvans.org, click on the menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. Dr. Evans will lead you in prayer, and there are some free downloadable resources to get you started. In the meantime, if you'd like to get a full-length copy of today's message, which includes a lot of material we didn't have time for today, it's available for download or on CD or DVD. Just check with us about the title, Jacob, the Deceiver God Used, or get it as a part of Tony's current series called It's Not Too Late. Remember, this 8-CD collection is yours, along with a copy of Tony's brand new book, Your Comeback, when you support the alternative with a contribution of any size. Make the arrangements before this double offer runs out next week by visiting TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where we have resource team members standing by to help you day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Have you ever done something so out of character that you wound up wondering if it was even you? Well, next week, Dr. Evans talks about a biblical character who did the unthinkable and about his journey from regret to restoration. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.